welcome to our weekly Wānoa Revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenter, Albert Chan, broadcasting every Saturday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. Had several top 10 hits with See You Later, Alligator by Bill Haley, Glendora by Perry Como, and Fats Domino with Blueberry Hill. Although Doris Day just missed out on a number one hit, her Whatever Will Be with Frank Ubol and his orchestra from the film The Man Who Knew Too Much peaked at number two in July.
Precious love,
a very precious love,
is what you are to me. A stairway to a star, a night in Shangri-La of ecstasy.
heard from Whiny Guitar with her dot release, A Very Precious Love, with Billy Vaughan's orchestra from February 1958. And first up, Sue Thompson with her Hickory HMV single, Nine Little Teardrops, issued in September 1961. All of the three female singers just heard now belong to the 90 Plus Club, with Doris Day at 96, Whiny Guitar at 95, and Sue Thompson, who turned 93 last month. Manfred Mann begins the British pop with the Shirelles' number Sha-La-La, reaching number 3 on the UK charts from October 1964, followed by Twinkle, Born Lynn Annette Ripley, with the non-chart Decca single Poor Old Johnny from September 1965. This is Vinyl Revival.
Baby,
let's have a twin spin from Rosemary Clooney, one of the most popular singers of the 50s, from Maysville, Kentucky, USA, performing her novelty song, Where Will the Dimple Be?, with Buddy Cole and his orchestra from February 1955, followed by Brave Man with Percy Faith and his orchestra from the film Red Garters, also starring Guy Mitchell exactly 12 months earlier from February 1954.
Where will
chin? Seems to me it'll be a sin if it's always covered by the safety pin. Where will the dimple be?
Where will it be?
Every night we stay at home, my love and me alone, making wishes over dishes.
British orchestra leader and arranger George Malacrino begins the musical interlude with his catchy tune Copenhagen Polka from August 1954, followed by Nashville's top pianist Floyd Kramer with San Antonio Rose, a number 8 hit on Billboard from June 1961. Tune into Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Saturday night with more forgotten tunes and rarities, spanning from the 30s to the 70s and elsewhere. You can also download and listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival, or one word. Singer, songwriter, composer Don Gibson begins the country pop segment Having a Blue Blue Day, recorded in Nashville on June the 26th, 1957. It then reached number 20 on the Billboard pop charts a year later in August 1958, followed by the once-a-day singer Connie Smith with You and Only You, a superb track from her Born to Sing album from September 1966.
It's been a blue.
This track takes you right back to the late 1930s for the London Novelty Orchestra for the popular dance, the Boston Two-Step, originally released on the Brown Regal 78 label G20983, They were a British dance band specialising in old-time dance tunes from the 20s and 30s. This is Vinyl Revival. moving up to the early 60s with the poetry and motion singer Johnny Tillotson, with his cadence single Without You, with orchestra conducted by Archie Blyer, reaching number 7 on Billboard from August 1961. His next top 10 hit was It Keeps Right On A Hurtin', reaching number 3 on Billboard in May 1962. Rick Nelson begins the rock and roll segment with his rocker Ever Lovin', reaching number 16 on Billboard from October 1961. That song was first recorded by the Susie Darling singer Robin Luke in May 1960, and that was his first single with Rick, dropping the Y after he turned 21. And the hits still just keep on coming. It's time for our mystery track, but let's hear it first and the details to follow.
She whispered, darling, I love you.
heard from the British band, the organ, the dance band, and me with one of their later recordings, the Comb and Paper Polka, with vocal chorus by the Stargazers from February 1951. It has been a very long career for the band, when started back in 1938 with EMI Parlophone, recording nearly 280 sides for that label. Petula Clark rounds off the program with her smooth ballad, Kiss Me Goodbye, with accompaniment directed by Tony Hatch, reaching number 50 on the UK charts from March 1968. And Petula will be turning 86 in November. Until 6:45 p.m. next week, this has been your host, Albert Chan, signing off. Good night, everyone.